The Other Five presents Mr. Bernard Grant in Skeleton.
No. Now, look, you know why you can't spend the money. Yeah, but... Hey, I'll call you back. Somebody's at the door. Now sit tight, okay? All right. So long.
Joseph Hanlon.
Yeah?
I knew I'd find you here.
What do you want?
Now. Is that any way to welcome anyone who's been looking for you as long as I have?
I don't know you.
My foot's in the door, Mr. Hanlon. Are you trying to break it?
I will if you keep it there.
Naughty.
You can't push your way in here.
Oh. Thank you for asking me.
Well, what do you want?
Since you insist, rye, please.
Oh, now look.
On the rocks. I better make it a double. This storm has chilled me to the bone.
Oh, you've got your nerve, Buster. Shoving your way in here. Look, I don't know you.
Don't you really?
No.
Then why are you trembling?
Well, I...
Add a dash of bitters, would you? Well, hurry up, man. I'm frozen.
Better pour one for yourself, Mr. Hanlon.
I don't want to drink.
I think you're going to need one.
Look, I just want you to get out of here.
Cheers. Very good.
All right, stop stalling. Now, what do you want and who are you?
You really don't know who I am.
Never seen you before in my life.
Guess. Now, why would any man search for you as long as I have, Mr. Hanlon?
How should I know?
Then I'll help you remember. Think back a bit, my friend. Think back to a nasty episode in your life. One you thought was finished, over and done with. Oh, no. But as you see, Joseph, it is not finished at all. Is it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know, I tell you.
Oh, come on, Joseph. You know what you did, and so do I.
Now, look, if it's about the girl, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't you.
I swear it wasn't. Jenks did it, not me.
Really, how curious. He says that he didn't do it either, that it was you.
Well, he's a liar. He's lying, I tell you.
You'd better be able to prove it, Joseph.
Now, look, grabbing Katie Shaw was his idea in the first place. I swear it was.
But you went along with it, didn't you?
Oh, we didn't mean to hurt her.
Oh, didn't you?
Honest, we didn't. Especially after old man promised the ransom money.
And why did it happen?
Look, we had her locked up in the cellar, see? Well, she tried to escape. Jenks caught her getting out the window, and he yelled at her to stop. And she just jumped and ran. And so he took a shot at her to scare her, only he didn't miss.
Oh? And of course it was Jenks who fired that shot, not you.
I swear, mister. I don't even own a gun. Jenks, it was his gun.
On your word as a gentleman?
You gotta believe me. That's how it happened. It's the truth. So help me.
All right. So you weren't the one who killed Katie. You still kidnapped her.
Yeah,
if you hadn't put your filthy hands on her, Katie would be alive today, wouldn't she?
But I never thought...
No, you didn't, did you? All you thought about was the money. The lousy money. And Katie had to die because of your greed.
I ain't slept good since, honest.
That's a great help to Katie, isn't it? And to me...
Who are you, buddy? Is Katie Shaw your girl?
Oh, was Katie Shaw my girl?
Oh.
Oh, no. No, she wasn't just my girl. She was my whole world. We were going to be married. We were going to spend our whole life together.
I'm sorry.
Sure you are. Afterwards. Everybody's sorry. Afterwards.
Hey. How did you find out about me? I mean...
What's the difference? Is that going to bring Katie back to life?
Well, no, but... Hey. Did Jenks put you under me?
Did you think he wouldn't?
Oh, that...
The rats are all alike. You'd sell out your own grandmother to save your miserable skin.
It isn't fair to pin a rap on me. I wasn't the guy that killed her.
Did Katie suffer much before?
Oh, no, no, mister. She went quick, honest.
Did she say anything? Did she give you any message for me?
No, I... Well, I mean... Well, yeah, maybe sort of.
Well, what did she say?
Well, she said to tell you that she loved you. And for you not to be too mad because we really didn't mean to kill her.
Liar!
No, no, no.
You're a liar!
I swear she said it. You're choking me.
You make my hands dirty.
Now, wait a minute, mister. Please. Have a heart.
You had a heart, didn't you? You
do anything you want.
Were a stranger to me. I've never done anything to you. Yet you took away the most valuable thing in my life. And like a monster, you killed it.
Please, mister, give me a chance.
Like you gave Katie a chance?
Oh, I wish to heaven I had. If I could only have another chance now to grab Jenks' farm when he shot at
her. Oh, you're bringing tears to my eyes. You had your chance, you rat. And you didn't take it, did you? Did you? I said, did you?
What are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet. I came here to kill you, Joseph. Maybe I just ought to turn you over to the police.
Oh, no, mister, don't do that.
Oh, I thought you wanted to make amends.
Oh, yeah, the cops.
Then you were lying to me, Joseph.
Oh, no, not the cops, mister. Please, they'll burn me. I'll burn.
Oh, that wouldn't be good, would it?
Oh, no. Thanks, mister. Thanks.
No. And I wouldn't get to see you die myself, would I?
Oh, please.
I wouldn't get to see your blood run out the way Katie's did.
Oh, give me a break, mister.
I sure I will. With this
knife.
I sharpened it this morning. Especially for you.
Don't come at me with that thing.
Are you afraid to die, Joseph?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Maybe now you know what it feels like.
You get back, I'll tell you.
Oh, Katie. Katie, are you watching me?
Are you nuts? You're out of your mind, mister.
Say your prayers, Joseph.
Get
fast.
Get that knife away from me.
Why don't you scream for help, Joseph? Like Katie did. Go ahead.
Huh?
Wouldn't do. Would it, Joseph? Not for a man who's wanted for kidnapping and murder.
Oh, let it go, please. Oh,
Katie,
God.
Katie, darling, here he comes. Here comes the man who took you from me, Katie.
Oh, Mother of Mercy, no. No. Give you anything. Just take that knife away from me, please.
All right. Give me back, Katie.
I can't give you back a dead girl.
But you kidnapped her. You and Jenks killed her, didn't you?
We didn't mean to. I told you.
That's where we're different, see? I mean to kill you. It'll make me feel good.
All right. All right, go ahead.
I never thought I'd feel this way. But I'll enjoy killing you, Joseph. I'll enjoy listening to you scream until you die. Like Katie.
Kill me. Go on. Get it over with.
But killing you wouldn't bring Katie back to me, would it? No matter what I do, I'll never be able to hold her again.
I'll kiss her. Thanks for putting that knife away, mister.
Killing you can't undo the harm you've done to me.
No, it can't.
All right. Get your coat.
My coat?
We're going to the police. Did you think I let you go scot-free? After hunting you down to kill you.
But you said yourself it ain't going to bring Katie back if I die. Now, what good is it to you if I burn, mister? What good, huh?
You're still the man who destroyed my future.
Oh, give me a chance to square things, will you? There are ways.
What ways?
Well, I could... Well, I pay a fine for what I did. To you. You know what I mean?
A fine? What are you talking about?
Look, I admit I did wrong. But all I can do now is pay for it. Make it up to you.
Are you trying to bribe me? With a price for Katie's life?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like
then
that.
Then what do you mean?
Well, conscience money, maybe.
Conscience money? Do you think you can buy forgiveness with money?
Well, not buy, exactly. And I wouldn't expect you to forgive me.
What would you expect? You'd expect to save your skin for a few dollars?
I'm willing to pay all I can. Out of my share of the ransom money. Now, Jenks got most of it.
Oh, sure he did.
I swear, mister. I was just helping him. I didn't want to be in on it. The whole thing was his job all the way.
So you want me to barter revenge for cash? Is that it?
You can't spend revenge. Now, look. A guy dead is good for nothing, right? But if you can punish him with a fine, you've got your revenge and something else besides, right?
All right.
So what do you say?
As one practical man of the world to another?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now, money isn't everything, but it dries a lot of tears, huh?
Yes, Joseph. I suppose it does. Maybe all my tears weren't for Katie herself. Her father had promised us a very nice wedding present. $20,000.
That's a lot of dough. No wonder.
No wonder. I'm so furious at you for killing her. Is that what you're thinking?
That's a lot of dough.
Yes.
Yes, maybe you're right.
Maybe that was the real reason I felt like killing you. And still do.
But I can't offer you that kind of money. But, how about half a grand?
Speak English.
500. All cash. I got it right here.
Is that what you think your life is worth?
700?
I'm still hoping you'll force me to kill you.
Don't take that knife out again. All right. A grand. But that's it. I ain't got no more.
All right. Get it.
Sure. Right away. Now, here's the grand. You want to count it?
No. I trust you, Joseph.
Thanks.
Now, if it's all there, you're rid of Katie and me for good. If it isn't, I'll be back to kill you.
Oh, it's all there, I swear. Count it.
All right. All right. You can sleep peacefully now, friend. I bought your guilt. The crime against Katie is mine now. All mine.
Now, remember, we made a bargain. No going to the cops.
Oh, you have my word. Good night, Joseph.
Good night. Mister?
Airline. Enter.
Ah, here. Inter-American, I want to reserve two seats on your next flight to Mexico City. 10:40? Okay. John Jones and Tom Smith. Yeah.
Huh? Any objections, Mr. Janitor?
Not if you got another 10 spot.
You mean like this?
Yeah. Now, you want three more names of bachelors who live alone in a building, huh?
Why, you are positively clairvoyant.
Yeah. What do you want all them names for, mister?
I'm selling sewing kits.
Ha ha.
You took my money, Mr. Janitor.
I'm a custodian, mister.
Pardon me. Mr. Custodian.
All right. Try Sam Cooper. He's in 7B. And Maurice Ball. He's in 3N. And Harold Kent. In 6K.
Sam Cooper?
Yeah?
I knew I'd find you here.
Hey, who are you? What do you want?
I've been looking for you for a long time.
I never saw you before in my life.
My foot's in the door, Mr. Cooper. Are you trying to break it?
Hey, get out of here. I'll call a cop.
No. No, you won't. You've got too much to lose, Mr. Cooper.
What are you talking about?
You know, Mr. Cooper. Now, why do you suppose any man would search for you as long as I have?
I don't know.
Let me help you remember. Think back a bit, my friend. Think back to a nasty episode in your life. One you thought was finished. Over and done with.
No. Oh, no. No, it isn't possible.
But it is, you see. Your past has caught up with you, Mr. Cooper.
Hey, look, I didn't know she was married. I swear I didn't. It was only when it was too late that she said anything about a husband and kids. I swear to you, mister, I didn't have the faintest idea.
I hope I didn't wake you, honey. Oh, terrific. Fish are biting like mad today. Mm-hmm. I did 5 scenes, all in one apartment house. Oh, solid, sweetheart. Skeletons rattle like mad, right out of the closets. Hmm? Well, 1,000 in cash from a real live one. 400 more in checks. What? No. No. Well, not bad for a couple of hours' work. Sure, we're celebrating. Phone the store for reservations. We're spending up a storm tonight. Oh, now, sweetheart, will you get over that piggy bank complex? Now, look. We've got it made. There's a solid gold skeleton in every guy's closet. And I know just how to rattle it.
We're in big trouble. You know that guy you put onto me? Oh, come on. You know who I mean. Stop snowing me, pal. You mean you didn't think on me? Well, what do you know? This guy pulled a knife on me. I bought him off with a grand of the ransom money.
Well, certainly I know the cops are watching for the bill numbers. Why do you think I told you to cool the money?
All right.
Look, listen, will you? Pack fast and meet me at the Inter-American Terminal. We're cutting out for Mexico City.
Yeah. Let that blackmailing rat explain to the cops why he's spending the ransom dough.
Theater 5, 4.5 hours of dramatic radio theater, continues after Weekend West, coming up in just a moment here on Radio 81. Theater 5 has presented Skeleton, starring Mr. Bernard Grant. Written by Jules Archer, directed by Warren Somerville. Featured in the cast, Stan Watt, Arthur Cole, and Peter Rattray. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York.